Also originally from North Carolina, writer David Sedaris. He's growing up too. At least that's what our book critic David Kippen thinks after reading Sedaris' latest collection, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim, and here's his review.
Radio right now is roughly where the movies were circa 1969. A new generation of stars has supplanted the old, and it's changing the public's ideas of what stardom even calls for. Just as actors like Dustin Hoffman and Al Pacino didn't look like anybody's idea of a matinee idol, writer-commentators like Sarah Vowell and David Sedaris don't sound like the booming, stentorian, Lowell Thomas-style voices of old. A fairly conventional-sounding writer just breaking into radio these days could be forgiven for feeling a little like Tab Hunter trying out for the part of Ratso Rizzo. Can I try it again, Mr. Schlesinger? I just know I can be more tubercular this time. It's not clear how many of the essays in Sedaris' witty, somewhat restless, but still endearingly peevish new collection were written expressly for broadcast. Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim consists of 23 seriocomic pieces, a couple from Public Radio's This American Life, half a dozen from The New Yorker, and the rest either newly published or from Esquire magazine, whose famous motto Sedaris more or less recasts as "Man at his absolute worst." The liberating thing to notice about most Sedaris pieces, once you get past the signature nasal whine that seems to follow him right off the air and onto the page, is how bad everyone in them comes off. Mother drinks. Father disowns him for being gay. Brother teaches the family Great Dane to, well, pick up after the family pug. But the creepiest person in a Sedaris piece is almost always the narrator. Before the book is over, Sedaris has confessed to obsessive-compulsive punctuality, to furtively fondling other people's heads in times of crisis, and to drowning a mouse. It's a mercy drowning, but even so. The cumulative effect of all this rudeness is to detonate the rueful, self-congratulatory tone that most personal essays use nowadays, especially on the radio. Sedaris works hard to forfeit your sympathy. But it really only happens once, in a perfunctory essay about Santa Claus. That one reads as if dashed off in order to spite some editor who made the mistake of asking Sedaris to rehash his career-making Santaland diaries. No writer likes to be typecast, and there are signs here that Sedaris may be growing impatient with his own often hysterical but by now rather surefire dyspeptic shtick. Helpfully, the autobiographical essays from Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim run in roughly chronological order. You can see a natural progression from the teenage comedy of a piece like Full House, which is so brilliantly plotted that a reader can only hope Sedaris made it up, to the mature, well-adjusted self-loathing of Repeat After Me. That's the one where he admits that his family is, quote, afraid to tell me anything important, knowing I'll only turn around and write about it. David Sedaris isn't outgrowing his humor. No one in his right mind would want him to. It's more that, like another fine American humorist and misanthrope, James Thurber, Sedaris prefers not to keep getting the same laughs over and over.
The book is Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim by David Sedaris. David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.